At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Polly Ruland. And Polly, you are the interim CEO for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. I think there probably are producers and others who wonder what is different about this conference versus the winter convention. A lot of work's going to be done here, though, right?
That's true. The Beef Board meets with our joint committees at summer conference and reviews all of the authorization requests or the proposed work that the operating committee will then review in September. So this is a very important meeting for the work of the checkoff. Those ideas that our contractors have come to this meeting first to be reviewed by producer leaders on committees. And after those producer leaders make suggestions, that work will be tweaked a little bit, and then it'll come in front of the operating committee. So in addition to the regular Beef Board meetings that we have at summer conference, the real work of the checkoff is first reviewed and tweaked and approved for a review by the operating committee. So the summer conference is actually a really important meeting for the Beef Board.
I mean, is it safe to say that this is really where the grassroots comes together and has their input into the whole process of managing the funds that make up the Beef Checkoff?
You know, I think that happens at both of our meetings, at both of the Beef Board meetings, but this is the meeting where the new work for 2012 is first looked at, and that's why I think the summer conference is always really exciting, because we see all the new ideas, and we get the producer leaders get to see them and get involved in them for the first time, and that's when they move forward. So the summer conference is really kind of an exciting time for the work of the checkoff.
Now, it's no secret that, you know, we have seen some, some challenges facing the Beef Board, you know, obviously with Tom no longer as CEO. What can you maybe say in terms of how the staff and the board is dealing with the changes that obviously have to be made?
Well, I've had the opportunity to talk to quite a number of board members over the last few weeks, and of course the staff every day. And I can tell you that we are excited to move forward. We are hoping that we can get most of the stuff that's been happening behind us, and we want to build on what we've been experiencing in the past month, which is kind of a renewed working relationship with NCBA. We want to be able to work with the Federation of State Beef Councils in the way that the checkoff structure currently dictates and has been very successful for the checkoff, frankly, for the last number of years as far as the actual work of the checkoff. The Beef Board is very interested in the promotion, the education, the marketing of beef, and it's our best hope that we can move forward with that kind of work and refocus on that kind of work beyond the summer meeting.
Well, in light of that, we also have a long-range plan that has a lot of work has gone into now for, seems like going on a couple of years maybe. Where does that stand? How are we in that process?
Well, we're in our first year of execution on the new long-range plan, and we're going at it a little differently this time, and it's pretty cool how we're going at it. We've developed a dashboard. And the dashboard shows all of the measurable objectives in the long-range plan, as well as industry objectives. And so every time we gather as producer leadership, we're going to review that dashboard and understand as we work through the three-year plan where we are and where we need to go. This is a much more engaging process than we've had in past long-range plans where we may have made the long-range plan, and every time we think about the work of the checkoff, we look back at it, but we don't engage with the measurable objectives as heavily as we are this time. And I think any time you put together a plan, you want to make sure you have a check on those objectives on a regular basis, and we're doing that with this one.
Well, that's just good business sense to do that, especially when you consider, you know, how tight funds have become, and well, don't know what the future holds, may continue to be. Anything else just looking at this year's conference that's happening here that you'd like beef producers to know that we didn't touch on?
You know, you mentioned the tight funding, and the checkoff continues to face that challenge. So we will continue to look at the long-range plan. The evaluation function, which is a Beef Board function, will continue to look at every program and how that program is performing for beef producers that invest in the program. And in those ways, we hope to be able to continue to do more with less.
Well, thank you very much, Polly, and I look forward to working with you here once again, helping put content on the what is now mybeefcheckoffmeeting.com, the blog for the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So from the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.